This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Ice Barrel, cold therapy training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMA Nuts. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 630.
630!
My name's Nico Weigel.
Back with MMA show by my fans for my fans. Walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Well, speaking of ridiculous, how about them Bears?
They're fucking 3-0, just like I thought. Fucking Justin Fields on the verge of a MVP Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Couldn't look any fucking better. Oh shit, I was sleeping this whole time.
It's bad. It's really bad. It's bad. I mean, it could be worse, though. At least they didn't put 70 points up on us. Like,
well, Dolphins, because Dolphins, they pulled off. They were Dolphins, Broncos. Respectable. Like, that's some bullshit. Like, I'd fuck somebody up. Like, whoever's their starting quarterback, I would have broke his leg. Like, you don't run up the score on me, motherfucker. Your leg's broken. You're out for the season. I'll take one for the team. That's some horseshit. And then how many times do I need to see Taylor Swift? Oh, there's Taylor Swift. Hey, by the way, Taylor Swift's here. Did you know fucking Taylor Swift's here? I could give two fucks. I'm here to watch the Bears get their ass kicked, all right?
She's a Taylor big Travis Swift. Kelce fan.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't. They're paying to her fucking 10 times.
Yeah.
So it's retarded. Like, who gives a shit?
Everyone loves Taylor Swift.
I guess, but these Bears... I don't even know how you fix it. I think you just run it out and just try to get the number one pick again. Because at this point, I think coaching is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I think the whole season's gone now. I think it's too far gone. And I don't even think you can get Justin Fields back at this point. Because they're not even using him again. I think they did like one or two plays designed to let him run the ball. Like, that's his best weapon, and you're not fucking using it. And it's like, we're out there playing checkers, and every other fucking team is playing chess. Mm-hmm. Useless. It's fucking useless. I said 3 games. I give them 3. Done. They're fucking dead to me. They're fucking dead to me. You go, fuck them.
I'll still tune in just to see what happens. But I agree that it's very frustrating. I don't know what the problem is. It's almost like they're trying purposely to piss everybody off.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you had like their defensive coordinator had something go on where he was forced to resign, but quit on his own terms. I don't know. There's some shit that happened.
We're not sure what it is, but something went down.
Yeah.
May or may not have raided Hallis Hall, you know, or some bullshit. Sounds like some potentially... Wasn't there somebody who had like a drug thing going for what's his face? One of the receivers or cornerbacks a couple of years ago for the Bears. Was it drugs or trafficking? I forgot. He was into something.
Was he a drug mule shoving drugs up his ass?
Some shit going on. Yeah.
Cool.
So I don't know. It's frustrating, but the Bears.
You got to bring Ditka back. I think that's the only thing that saves them.
Ditka?
Yes. Or somebody. I think the other problem is you have two guys that have never been coaches, like the head coach, the offensive coordinator. They've never been in those positions before. You might have to get like a seasoned person, because I think they also don't know how to develop a quarterback. We're fucking killing another quarterback. It's fucking...
Yeah, well, we have a guy who's a running quarterback, and we don't let him do that. So we did last year, and that was exciting and effective.
Sure. Or you let him be the, who is it, the Saints with Taysom Hill? whatever the fuck that guy's name is, who's basically another quarterback, and he comes in and he can be a running back, he can be a tight end, he can be fucking a receiver, he can be basically anything, then fucking make Justin Fields that and let this other second string quarterback come up and let's try some weird shit. That's what I was hoping today would be like, try some shit. Like, it can't get any worse. Let him run the ball. Do some things that you haven't done before. Maybe try airing it out all the time. I don't know. Anything besides a fucking screen. I'll say, no more screens. That should be your philosophy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get out of that. I'm so sick of them.
So sick of them. So
angry. Hey, the Blackhawks. Blackhawks. Angry. They're going to fucking score at least a million goals. Anyway.
It's like a week away, isn't it?
It's under a month. They just started training camp, so that's a good sign. We'll see. It's gonna be better than last year. Well, last year they got the number one pick by luck. Anyway, should we talk some awesome fights or shit that happened over the weekend?
Sure.
Let's start with UFC. I need to, I'll pause it here. Bryce Mitchell came out to his fight and he brings a Bible into the middle of the octagon as they're announcing him and he yells, I don't know why he's really into Jesus or something. And then after he won the decision, he was asking if he could pray with Dan Ige, who he just beat. And then Bisping like, basically cut him off. It's like, no. Pulled the mic away. So that was kind of weird. We saw Michelle Watterson, whoever. She got beat up pretty handily. I don't have pictures of her face. And then the main event with Fiziev.
So like a broken leg or some shit happened?
I don't know what happened, but he kind of, it was weird because you never see them in the hospital. So he was filming a little action in the hospital. I don't know if we have
Look
sound
here. What the business, yeah?
But there's Mitchell.
What the business, guys?
And then there's Watterson.
Jesus, they're all messed up.
They're all lined up.
Everybody here.
And then it'll turn it on to him. Yep. But I think he got leg kicked earlier in a fight where it looked like his knee buckled. And then at some point, I think it just gave out, kind of like how when Anderson Silva was fighting Patrick Cote.
Yeah.
Like his knee just kind of fucking gave out. It looked the same. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but again, a shitty way for a fight to end. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, sometimes that shit happens, you know.
It's true.
It's normal.
And then, just real quick, the Bellator.
Did you watch the Bellators? I did not catch the Bellators, no.
No, I'm going to just graphic warning, and I'm going to have to fucking blare this out.
Oh, Jesus.
But how'd you like that cut?
That's a pretty good one. A
fucking nice gay shit.
At least it's on the eyelash, right? So, I mean, the fucking eyebrow. So, yeah. Like, you know, they sew that shit up. It'll just look like...
Yeah, you won't even notice that.
Just be there.
That's right.
Sweet. Ouch. Yeesh. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Johnny Evelyn. It's always good. And what else is happening?
Let me see. All right. We'll start off this one with a bang. Story I just found out about a minute ago. Izzy Adesanya pleading guilty to drunk driving charges in New Zealand. Apparently happened a couple weeks ago before his fight. Says he said I was pulled over and gave an evidentiary blood test. The reading was 87 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood. I don't know if that's high, but it sounds high.
Yeah. So like Nick Diaz high or I'm not sure,
but he pled guilty. Apparently there's going to be a fine, like maximum $4,000 or $5,000 or something.
Yeah.
In I guess the money there converts, it's like $2,500 US, but you know what the fuck,
he's trying to live that John Jones lifestyle.
He is. It's not working for him.
No, and I don't know if that explains anything, but it's not a good sign.
So I think he had some other shit going on, and I used to like that guy. I cannot fucking stand him anymore, because like, he's one of those guys where I like at times like his fighting style, but hate what the fuck comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like he would be better served to just shut the fuck up sometimes. A lot of fighters would be like that too.
Probably.
But not what you want to see out of a champion and someone who's on the cover of the EA UFC 5 Deluxe Edition. But I guess that's better to happen before his fight than after. But still, I think if you get a DUI, you got a fucking problem. You're not fucking smart.
No, anyway. You want to try to avoid those, especially if, like, you know, you're a guy like that, you should know better. You know, get a driver, get an Uber.
You got the money. You can afford the driver.
Afford it, yeah.
Who was that we were talking about before? I think it was John Jones when he was having all those driving issues, like hit and run. Like, what? Why is he driving? Hire a driver. You got the money.
It doesn't make sense.
He's reckless. Yeah, I gotta go back into my car and get my crack pipe, and then run back away. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh man! Speaking of which, let's do some sponsor action.
That is the strangest segue ever, but okay. Fresh fall is upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped. Nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for that sweater weather. Get your pants, puppies, prepared for cuffing season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com/MMAnuts. For 20% off plus the free shipping.
That's right. It's time for a nice flannels and cozy sex. But are there sex for your kicks? I'm not quite sure. But we can't forget to trim our balls. And by now you've heard of them, but it's time to join 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. Performance Package 4.0.
Absolutely. And bring in the fall right. Get 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com/MMAnuts. 20% off with free shipping at the Manscaped.com/MMAnuts. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with your balls and Manscaped.
That's right. And also brought to you by True Classic. Fall is here, and that means one thing. It's time to break out my favorite jeans, t-shirts, and sweatshirts from True Classic. With football season in full swing, there's nothing better than watching the Bears get destroyed yet again. And that's my favorite team. In these ultra comfortable, perfect fitting essentials, everything they make is crafted with premium fabrics to help you look good and feel great anytime, anywhere. And for a limited time, they're giving our listeners 25% off their first purchase at trueclassictees.com with the offer code MMANuts25.
And let's talk about t-shirts for a second. You know, I think we've said it before, and I'm going to have to say it again. You know, shirts are amazing. They're completely re-engineered how t-shirts fit. True Classic creates a looser fit in the gut and a tighter fit around the arms and shoulders. Fabric feels like butter, so comfy. Sometimes I wear these t-shirts and I forget I even have a t-shirt on. Real nice to have as a base layer when it's getting chillier out. Trust us, you're going to get a lot of compliments when you wear these t-shirts, especially from the ladies.
And that's what it's all about. So if you're ready to make the easiest summer upgrade, shop now at trueclassictees.com and save 25% off with code MMANuts25. This fall, step into a world of style and comfort with True Classic.
Also supporting today's show comes from OneSkin. You know how we often talk about health and wellness on this podcast, but you know, you have to think about your skin health and your overall routine, because it's actually the body's largest organ. Picture this: you're focusing on your fitness, like Lizzo, eating well and taking care of your mental health. But are you giving your skin the same attention? It's time to complete the puzzle with OneSkin. They have a revolutionary OS1 peptide, which is scientifically proven to target aged, also called senescent cells, a central source of skin aging. All of their scientists say they actually reduce the biological age of skin by several years in their groundbreaking research. healthier, more youthful skin. And the best part about OneSkin is that their face and body system takes only two steps. Only two steps to healthier skin and a healthier you. Your skin is more than just a barrier. It's a reflection of your overall health. So listeners and viewers, why not make skin health a part of your wellness journey with a science-based approach? Head over to oneskin.co and explore how their product can become your skin's new best friend. And for a limited time, our listeners and viewers can get 15% off OneSkin with our code BIT15 at oneskin.co.
That's right. I have some right here.
Ooh, look at that. Fancy.
It's delicious. I should eat it right now. It's gluten free, I think.
Do not eat the lotion.
I shouldn't eat the lotion.
No.
You want to put the lotion on the skin?
Yes.
I do. Stop. I just say it works very well. No bags under the eyes. I'll be fitty before you know it. You sneeze and I'll be fitty.
You look like no older than 25 since using the product. Thank you. So OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate. Get 15% off with the code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co. Code FIT15. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin.
That's right. And right back to the show. What else is happening?
Alex Pereira versus Yuri Prochayek. UFC 295 happening. Title fight, baby. November 11th, New York City going down. It's just announced by Dana White a couple days ago.
It should be a banger. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a good one. I think we have some things to look forward to.
Well, here. Yuri's a rightful title holder. He had to give it up because he was injured.
Yeah.
A la Jamal Hill had to give it up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now that's happening. And a bunch of fight announcements. Leon Edwards, Colby Covington at UFC 296,
mm-hmm.
December 16th. And Covington has almost been out for 2 years by the time this fight happens. It'll be like 1 year and 9 months since his... Yes. Last fight, which is kind of insane. And then also on that card, what's your thoughts on this one? The Paddy Pimblett versus Tony Ferguson.
Oh, geez. I don't know. I like Ferguson's chances. I think what's the over under that Pimblett makes weight, though?
Good point.
I don't know. I think it could be a good, that could be a banger, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that, but again, this is how you treat. It's to me, it seems like a favorable matchup for Pimblett. Give him the aging guy who probably should have retired a couple fights ago. And also on that card, they're going to do Wonder Boy versus Shavkat Rakhmonov. Hmm. Rakhmonov is 17-0 with 17 finishes, by the way. So I don't like that one.
I can't believe he took that fight because I think he might have had to, given all the hoopla around.
Yeah.
He didn't have a choice on that one.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit going on about him making weight and his opponent not, and am I going to get paid, and Dana White shitting on him. And I think they kind of fed him a shit burger, like, enough of the bullshit. Here's who you get. Take it or leave it.
Yep. There was another. Oh, Misha Tate. Coming back December 2nd at a fight night against Julia Avila. Yeah, that's happening. So that'll be interesting.
You should date Ronda Rousey tree. Never.
I'm good.
I'd like Misha's chances, though, if Ronda ever is brave enough to step back into MMA.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's done. She's done everything. Like, she did this, the WWE shit. But who knows now with this new organization that basically took the WWE and the UFC and combined them. Who knows?
Some shit could go down. You never know.
That's right. I don't have any other news.
I got a bunch of videos, some random shit. So here is Demetrius Johnson. doing some fighter impersonations. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
It's about a good 50 seconds long or so. So here we go.
All right.
Can you hear that?
Izzy.
Yep.
Adesanya. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Sean O'Malley.
He's practiced this quite a bit.
Dominic Cruz. Yeah.
Dominic Cruz. This is my favorite. What is this?
Habib. Habib.
Oh.
Cejudo.
That's pretty good.
Strickland.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh.
He's like, what is Strickland?
Yeah,
there it is.
Poirier. God, he's so tiny.
Oh, yeah. Look at Poirier. He's just always he's
pulling the shorts up.
Always, yes.
McGregor.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Money Mouth.
He's like wearing Crocs, wearing Crocs, doing all this shit.
Yeah, so, that's insane.
Pretty good impression. He must have a lot of free time on his hands.
He does. He's doing Twitch. He's been watching a lot of fights and then giving his fighter reaction to the fights. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because he's always watching. I don't know if his kids are in the same room, but he's like freaking out. He's like, "Oh shit!" It's like, "Oh, sorry, kids. I know you're trying to sleep." Like, we all in one room? Like, I don't get it. I'll throw a little tweet of the week at you.
Yeah,
this comes from Sir Jermay Justy Jackson. He says, y'all doing too much now, bro. Terrible play. He should have been ejaculated. As soon as I seen that hit, I would have ejaculated him. But to say he needs to be banned from competing in college football ever again is crazy, dog. Y'all acting soft as fuck. You gotta be ejaculating peoples.
Oh man, that was a nasty hit though. I tell you what goes around come around though. Colorado got smoked by Oregon this weekend.
Yeah, they did.
It was pretty bad. But hey, there's news around the campfire that Warren Sapp is supposed to be coming in as defensive coordinator next year for Colorado with Deion. So
he's going to line them. He's going to get back in there.
No.
Line up for Colorado.
He's not eligible to play college football. He's a
professional. I don't know.
He's like 100 years old.
They should just get him back in. I feel like he could break all the rules. They're paying them now, right? Don't all the college athletes get some fucking sort of monies? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought Deion's kid has a Bentley or something.
Maybe.
Oh, he does.
I don't even know how much Deion's like worth. He's probably worth a lot.
Well, I think he made played football, played baseball also, and then think about the endorsements he would have had. His endorsements were probably more than anything.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I'd say he's at least $250
million. I know. It says 50.
That seems low.
I think so. That's weird.
Because what's his contract at the school?
I thought it was like 25 million or 30
yeah,
million.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You would think he'd get a bonus because I want to say that they were estimating like he's going to generate at least $1 billion in revenue for that school for the year.
That's insane.
Because you got like all the tickets, all the additional exposure. I don't know how the media rights work for college football. But you would have to think that that is what people want to see.
I think the school gets a cut if they get broadcasts like on these major things. So like if they're like on that Saturday morning ESPN thing, game day or whatever, and all on the primetime spots, I think the school gets money for that. Or maybe it goes into a Big Ten pool or something. I don't know. But I think they get a big cut. Yeah. So.
And they had a weird, like, why was their game on at 9 o'clock at night the other day? Maybe because there's West Coast 7 o'clock start or something. But like, fuck, it's 9 o'clock here, 10 o'clock New York. I probably didn't finish till 1 a.m. New York time.
Yep.
So I just saw a little bit of that one. What else is happening?
What else do I got? Just a quick follow-up on Jason Mayhem Miller, who's apparently now out of prison. Very
apologetic. How many times has he been there? Baker's dozen.
A lot. So apparently, you know, he made a Twitter post, or Instagram, I should say, and talks about how he's struggling with reintegrating with life. It's a rough road for him at the moment, and he's very apologetic to all the problems he's caused to people. You know, he said, if he knew the reality of what was going to happen after he got done fighting, he would have picked some things differently when he was younger, a different path perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like he's suffering from some, you know, serious mental health issues due to his fighting career, and then some
CTE.
Yeah. Plus so tough thing for him. You know, he's a little out there, a little nuts, but I mean, it sounds like he's doing some work, and the words seem like there's progress. So maybe things are looking up. It's hard to say.
That's super hard to say.
Yeah.
He's got a litany of arrests and erratic behavior, even when he was semi-normal. And it's unfortunate because at one point he was a decent fighter.
He was.
And it's just like he just went off the rails. I think when he got to the UFC, it was like a bad weight cut. Him and that Bisping, it just didn't work out. Didn't he fight fucking GSP too? I feel like that happened. And
he did.
Like, holy shit. That was a little advanced of a fight, but he did well before when he was over in, it must have been Strike Force at the time, when he was in the Melee too with the fucking Diaz's and Jake Shields and Gilbert Melendez, the whack pack. Anyway, let's do a little KO of the week. I got three.
Okay, I got a bunch as well. I'll pile on.
We'll start with Masvidal Light. I turn the sound off.
Oh, damn.
Your guy looks, dresses, that finishes ended, just like Jorge Masvidal.
Ended poorly. I mean, was it necessary to follow up with that one?
Super necessary. That's what they say, man. Always. And then we'll go to a little bear. I love this barnyard fight, bare knuckle kind of shit. The hay barrels or hay. Oh
damn.
I see it again. I missed that. Left hook.
No, that was? Oh yeah. Man.
He faded him with a left hook. Trying to see if we can slow it down there. Right there.
Oh, I see it. Okay. That was really sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky little left hook.
Let me catch you while you're sleeping. Oh, I wish I could play the sound. This is Disturbed Down with the Sickness is playing, but I can't play it.
Oh, man, he got all of that one.
Oh, look at that. His spine is broken. I want to see this again. Yeah. And the ref tries to catch him, but it doesn't work. But he's almost doing like the limbo there with the amount of bend on his back there.
Yeah, that's
that ain't
crazy.
Good. That ain't good.
No bueno. I got something to add. If
yeah, go ahead.
So I don't think I can share sound on any of these because they have shit on them. But
yeah,
it's okay. Here we go. Here's my first one.
Okay.
Little heavyweight action, Spectation Sports. Boom. There, down he goes. That's pretty nasty.
That hurt.
I wonder what here. I'll stop that, and then I don't know what happens. Can I tab over if without? Is that possible? I don't even know. But anyways, here's another one. So here's what I wanted to get your take on this. Like, do you think this was over the line or just right or not enough?
Okay? I think you got to mark it as zero. Anytime you say over the line, you know, same fucking mark it as zero.
Here we go. Can't share the sound, but here he comes. The guy comes over. He's like, what? This was before the fight. Okay. Do you think over the line? Just right or not enough?
One more time. I gotta hit this again.
Oh, he came over.
I think that's just about right. you can't come. You can't get that close before the fight.
He
did something threatening, kind of like how like Joe Schilling when he was in that bar and the guy kind of flinched on him.
Yeah. Fuck around and find out, right?
Is that exactly. Okay. I've seen the graph.
Yeah.
It adds up.
Here's another one. All right. Here, one more.
Oh, I didn't. What the hell happened there?
Similar to your little hat, left hook. It was like a foot sweep kind of thing. And then
I right still to, haven't seen, I can't see it. I don't know what happened. Sorry. It's a right hook. Went down.
Okay, here's a better one. I like this one. This is probably my favorite. The elbow of hell. I'll refresh this. And he goes, oh, man.
Oh man.
I wish I could play the sound because they added music to it, which is bad, but you could hear the whack from that one. I think there's one more. Hang on. Let me make sure this is the right one before I. Oh, yeah. Yep. Here we go. Stand by. This might be. This is a boxing one. Coldest KO this year. I think the caption is accurate. Check it out. Oh, no. It's not loading. Yes, it is. He's out. He was out on his feet and it's like stuck.
And he's still like, oh my God, he's a fucking zombie. Like, there he was done right there. And he got two more for good measure.
Yeah.
That was, who was it? Tyron Woodley on the Josh Koscheck, right? He knocks him out with the one and then boom, boom, boom. Yep. Two or three more on the way down.
That's all I got.
Yeah, let's do a little ass and nuts. I saw this fight. You got to tell me what this is. I got to listen if I can use some sound. Yeah, this is like we're just doing a smoker fight in a MMA gym. But what's going on here? He's like grabbing his ass in his shorts. It looks like he shit himself almost. He tapped from just that.
Yeah. Ouch.
That's weird.
Probably first fight or something.
Probably. I didn't see a lot of skill there.
He wasn't expecting it.
No, these are always fun though. I'm gonna blow this up. Pick your street fight team. You have $10. So the $5 row. Oh, here we go. John Jones, Daniel Cormier, Cain Velasquez, Stipe Miocic, Chuck Liddell, Francis Ngannou, $3 row. You got Habib, GSP, Gaethje, McGregor, Diaz, Volkanovski. The $2 row. I feel like the $2 row is going to get you killed. You have Mighty Mouse, Cejudo, Sean, Holloway, Dominic Cruz, and then fucking Cheater McGee.
I feel like this is a no-brainer. Chuck Liddell and John Jones.
I feel like you're in the right area code for sure. I'm okay with that.
You could go like, you know, Francis Ngannou even, but yeah.
I'm going to take the most street guys you can get. So I would take Cain Velasquez. You know he's street as fuck. Like he'll shoot at you.
Oh, I forgot about that. Good point. Yeah, good point.
And he'll have cardio for days. So you kind of, and you want heavyweights because they'll be knocking fools out left and right. And John Jones. Because like Cormier, Miocic, and Ngannou are not street at all. So you got to stick with one of the three. It's either Chuck, Cain, or John. And then in the $3 row, if I had to take anyone from $3, I'm taking Gaethje and fucking Nate Diaz.
Yeah, I almost feel like if you're going to do that, you have to go $3. I think nobody in the $2 row is worth anything.
No, I think you're dead if you take anybody down there. They're not big enough to knock anybody out. They're just going to run around and be really speedy. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't exist. Fuck your $2.
Yep.
And then I might throw Habib in because who's the most street out of those guys? It's Nate, Gaethje, and Habib. GSP is too fucking nice.
He sure is.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I like this. I like this game.
Okay.
All right. I got a couple more. Let's see what else.
I'm ready.
The Ask the Nut Zone. Okay. So I'll pull this up. So, you know, there's been a lot of fights at like NFL games. So Barstool Sports was saying it's time for NFL teams to put designated fight clubs in their stadium. So what do you think about that? Because everyone's been drinking, and obviously that's the catalyst to a lot of these fights, and they're never going to get rid of drinking. But I think what they were arguing is, if what if we had an area where people could just sign a waiver and anything goes, whatever happens, it's on you. And then you just fucking let them go at it.
Terrible idea. Terrible idea.
But that's what happens already. Yeah. Until people break it up, and like men are fighting women. And I saw like a chick get her wig pulled off.
I don't know. I just feel like if you're sanctioning it, you open yourself up to all kinds of trouble. So
you sign a contract. But the problem is, I don't think it'll even get to that area, because they just take care of it right then and there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's happening more now, or it's just, it feels like it's happening more just because so many people have cell phones. Because I mean, I've seen a million fights in the stands. Like if any time, like back in the day, going to a Blackhawks versus Red Wings game, I'm like, Jesus Christ, you got to be aware, because shit is popping off all the time. Because I remember going to a game with like my mom, and it's me, my brother, and my mom. I'm like, and basically my brother and I are just fucking blocking for my mom, because mm-hmm. it's chaos. It's fucking chaos. And everyone like is talking shit on the way out. And I'm like, I just want to get out of here. Like, you guys don't want a part of me and my brother. Like, trust me.
Right.
You don't want this. It's a lot of heat. Him more so. So one more, ask the nut. I've seen this. So my question is on this, I'll show you the video. And then as this guy tries to grab this bar and slides off.
Oh, geez.
How many vertebrae is he breaking here?
That looks terrible.
Oh, you want to see it again? You want to see him fucking scorpion?
Yeah, Lee.
Oh, look at that neck. That's not a good position. That guy fucks his neck into tomorrow. He'll never walk again.
Probably not. Just looks terrible.
It'll all work out. You got anything else before we go into knowledge?
No, I don't even know if I have any knowledge this week.
Oh, I got it. Like three more things.
Okay, four let's more. See.
So I don't know if you saw this. This is pretty cool. I was wondering when the Sphere was going to start doing this. So the Sphere start in Vegas started advertising Mortal Kombat on there.
Ooh, perfect.
So it looks pretty dope.
The video game,
because I would like to see them play the game on there, but you can kind of get the gist of it. Mm-hmm. All their fucking characters,
super dope. What a strange thing!
It's got to be annoying as fuck if you live out there, like super bright at all times. And then into knowledge, I saw this. I think these would be some dope Halloween decorations to put on my front lawn. pretty fucking frightening, right?
Super frightening. That one right there, that'll get you.
I want those. I saw those. What else? I just have this labeled as, here's a fun one. Oh, it's in more Halloween.
I'm afraid.
No, you're safe. This is totally safe. It's one of those 12-foot skeletons in the back of a Jeep with a bunch of mini skeletons. I did see that the other day, someone driving down my street, they had a skeleton on the front of their car where it looked like he'd been hit and it was just kind of splayed out on their hood. I'm like, that's cool. I like that.
People really get into their Halloween.
Fuck yeah. A little Dark Knight inspired hockey goalie helmet.
Ooh, that is cool.
I like that little Joker Bane.
Yep.
And I don't know why Batman's so queer on the other side.
He's like a squirrel so Batman serious? Or something.
Yeah. Like. But that's cool. That's why I like hockey, because they just let you go off on your helmet. They don't give a shit. Like, put whatever you want on there. Like, exactly. That's how it should be.
The players can't do that, right? Just the goalie?
Yeah, just the goalie. I think that's all I have for knowledge. As I get ready to fire up my own Halloween decorations.
I'm excited.
Starts this week.
Going to be in the contest again.
That's right. I'm the reigning champion for our city's Halloween house decorating contest. So
yeah,
I've got to bring it back bigger, badder, bloodier. It's already graphic enough. I looked at everyone else's house. I'm like, yeah, mine's the gory one. So I got to up the gore level this year. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll post some videos. We'll see. Got to retain the title. Got to retain mm-hmm. the title.
Absolutely.
I don't give it up easy. I felt like there should be a belt that gets passed around. I was debating like making one and fucking putting it up. We'll see. We'll see. All right, let's shut it down. We're both under the weather. That's right.
Yes,
now,
so. I feel like garbage. But we survived. We pushed through.
We made it. Okay, I'm sweating balls.
Virtual high five.
Yeah.
I got to go on this side.
Yeah.
All right. That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.